I will give you my ring, the miller's daughter said.
The ancient dwarf agreed. He sat at the spinning wheel and began to spin until all the bobbins were full of gold and the last blade of straw was spun. When he had finished, the miller's daughter gave the dwarf her ring, as promised. In the morning, the king was ecstatic to find she had filled twice as many bobbins with fine-spun gold, and there was not a blade of straw in sight. He had to agree she was very talented as well as very beautiful. But the king was a very, very greedy man. Instead of letting the miller's daughter go home to her father, he locked her up in the room again, this time with three times as much straw as the night before and three times as many bobbins to fill.
If you spin all this straw into gold by morning, I will marry you and you shall be my queen, the king said. But if you don't, then you will never see your family again.
The miller's daughter again pleaded with the king. She told him she had no idea how to spin straw into gold, but the greedy king would not listen. She sat on the floor of the room and cried and cried.
Oh, what am I to do?
She wailed.
I will never see